From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a sanctions bill he declared is significantly flawed with clearly unconstitutional provisions. The bill, with penalties aimed at Moscow for its interference in last year's U.S. election, imposes fresh sanctions on Russia as well as on Iran and North Korea. It also limits the president's authority to lift the punishments. Trump said in one of a pair of statements issued Wednesday by the White House, by limiting the executive's flexibility, this bill makes it harder for the United States to strike good deals for the American people and will drive China, Russia, and North Korea much closer together. Despite its problems, I'm signing the bill for the sake of national unity, added the president. The legislation gained near unanimous approval in both houses of Congress, which would have allowed lawmakers to easily override any presidential veto of the bill. An electronic voting technology company that tracked voting in Sunday's Venezuelan elections to overhaul the country's constitution says the results were manipulated. Antonio Mojica, CEO of Smartmatic, spoke at a Wednesday news conference in London.
An audit would allow everyone to know the exact participation. We estimate the difference between the actual participation and the one announced by the authorities is at least 1 million votes.
Mojica said the discrepancy of 1 million votes was between tallies announced by the government and those counted by his company systems. Mojica declined to say whether the tampering changed the outcome of the election. He said his remarks probably would not be well received by Venezuelan authorities. VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and two Republican senators have announced a proposed new law to reduce legal immigration. Speaking Wednesday at the White House, Trump said the United States has for decades operated a very low-skilled immigration and that the new system being sought would operate as a points-based system when considering their green card applications.
This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy.
The legislation, Trump said, is meant to protect minority workers competing for jobs against brand new arrivals and will give those workers a raise by reducing the number of unskilled workers entering the U.S. NATO's military mission confirms an attack Wednesday on its convoy in southern Afghanistan has caused casualties. We're working to gather additional information as quickly as possible and will release more details as appropriate, the alliance said in a statement released from its headquarters in Kabul. A provincial government statement said the convoy was carrying foreign troops to the airport through Kandahar City when a suicide car bomber struck it. It said the blast damaged one of the vehicles, but would not discuss further details. Witnesses and residents reported the powerful explosion killed and wounded people, but the exact casualty toll was not known immediately. America's top envoy is sending a message to North Korea that we're not your enemy, while the White House continues to assert all options remain on the table to halt Pyongyang's ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. During an appearance Tuesday at a State Department media briefing, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke about the relationship with North Korea.
We have reaffirmed our position towards North Korea, that what we are doing, we do not seek a regime change. We do not seek the collapse of the regime. We do not seek an accelerated reunification of the peninsula. We do not seek an excuse to send our military north of the 38th parallel. And we're trying to convey to the North Koreans, we are not your enemy, we're not your threat, but you are presenting an unacceptable threat to us.
But James Kim, a research fellow at the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies, says Pyongyang's continued ICBM testing underscores its rejection of the U.S. approach. The Trump administration is considering whether to initiate an action that could lead to the United States imposing tariffs and other trade restrictions on Chinese imports. News outlets say President Trump will direct U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lissiger to begin an investigation. Sarah Williams.
That's the latest world news from VOA.